我们一起先有个祷告。主，我们的心何等的感谢您，是圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们中间。
Thank you. It is because the Holy Spirit has poured out your love in our midst.
让我们不仅仅能够彼此相爱。
Not only that we get to love one another.
我们更是在这里与众圣徒一同要来明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
We're here to comprehend how long, how wide, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ.
并且知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
It is beyond our understanding.
并叫神一切所充满的来充满我们。
So that we can be filled with the one that fills everything.
主啊，你祝福我们。
Lord, please bless us.
也祝福我们晚上这一段时间坐在你的脚前。
And bless the time, the moments that we sit before your feet.
我们同有一个心志，我们要来瞻仰你，我们要来听你对我们说话。
We have one desire, it is to behold you and to hear you.
给我们够用的精神和体力。
Lord, please energize us.
更给我们能听的耳和受教的心。
And give us teachable heart and ears.
让你的话真实成为我们的享受，成为我们的祝福。
So that we get to enjoy your words, which becomes our.
成为我们生活的准绳，成为我们行路的亮光。
And becomes the light to our path.
谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天中午吃饭的时候有一个弟兄问我说，余弟兄，这次大会的主题信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒、是你想出来的还是神给你的？
Today at lunchtime, a brother asked me, okay, where did you come up with this theme for the conference? Faith unto the Lord and love for all the saints. Did you think about it? Did you make it up?
我说是大概我九月底的时候，十月初那一段时间，我在为着今年方向在主面前祷告的时候，主给我的话。
Around September, October time frame, as I was seeking the Lord's guidance for the coming year, these are the words the Lord gave me.
当我为着神过去这三四年在我们中间的工作，跟前面神继续要带领我们往前去的时候
，As I meditate about God's words.God's words in our midst this year and also the future guidance.
这两句话就很强地出现在我的里面，我为了这句话我感谢神。
And then these words just impressed my mind very strongly and I'm very thankful for that.
信从主耶稣讲到我们跟神之间一个对的关系。
Faith unto the Lord, which means our having a good relationship with the Lord.
亲爱众圣徒，讲到我们跟圣徒们、跟家人、跟我们所爱的，我们有一个健全啊、有一个喜乐的关系。
And love for all the saints, means that we have a good and healthy relationship with saints and those we love.
我们能够跟众圣徒、亲爱众圣徒，必须建立在先跟神之间是对的关系。
In order to love the saints, we have to have firsthand.Good relationship with the Lord.
我们必须 peace with God, 我们才可能 peace with man, 对不对？跟神没有一没有对的关系，跟人不可能有对的关系的。
We have to have peace with God before we have peace with the saints.
今年我们到中国去服事的时候
，This year as we went to China to serve.
我们知道这个保罗出外宣教有一个很好的同工，叫做路加医生。
We all know that Paul had a very good companion during his mission trip. That's Luke.Dr. Luke.
我们这次去中国的时候，神给我们预备了一个很好的弟兄，从澳洲来的哈。他是摩西医生，他名字叫 Moses.
This year during our mission trip, the Lord prepared a very good physician for us. His name is Moses.
我记得有一天下午，我听到他在跟弟兄姊妹分享的时候。
As one afternoon, I heard he's having fellowship with the brothers.
他自我介绍完，他说我觉得我现在比我从前漂亮多了。
And after he introduced himself, he says that I feel I'm much more good looking than before.
他说因为他觉得一个人越属灵越爱主就越漂亮。
Because he feels that a person becomes better and better looking as he becomes more and more spiritual.
阿爸阿门啊。
Amen.
那你最近漂不漂亮？
So are you getting
漂亮
better looking?
感谢主哈，要美上加美啊。就是我们跟神关系的时候，我们跟关系对的时候，你真的你整个人都漂亮了。
If our relationship with the Lord is right, then we will look very nice.
每一个人都会觉得你很可爱。
And everyone will think that you're lovable.
而且人都喜欢跟你在一起。
And that you're approachable, people love to be hands.
你不要看那些小家伙哈、谁爱他们都知道的。
You know, even those little kids, they know who loves them.
某些人抱他，他就很快乐；有些人他看到他，他就哭了。
They like to be hugged by someone, but then they will cry if others approach them.
先不要怪这个小 baby， 有时候我们要检讨一下，是不是 something wrong with me？
Let's not blame them too fast, but think about it. Maybe it's something wrong with us.
有姊妹，当我们跟主的关系对的时候
，If we have a right relationship with the Lord，
你这个人不仅仅很漂亮啊
，Not only that, we will look nice.
你整个人活得非常的满足，非常的安息，非常的智慧，非常的成熟。
Our life will be full of contentment, enjoyment, wisdom, and maturity.
这都是在任何学校里面学不来的。
And that's not something you will gain in any school.
任何化妆品不能给你的。
Or what cosmetics can provide you.
任何衣服不能够给你的。
Or any nice dress or garments can provide you.
所以以前我跟你讲过，我穿40块人民币的这个衬衫，人家以为是200多块美金的衬衫。
As I told you before, my 40 renminbi Chinese dollars.Would just look like hundreds of dollars here.
因为气质不一样。
Because I have a this noble disposition.
你跟神的关系没有的，这样子这是幽默话哈，你们不会当真的哈。
Okay, I'm just kidding.
就是说你跟神关系好的时候，你真的是整个人活得非常的喜乐。
When we have good relationship with the Lord, our life will be full of joy.
是的，我们可以一面流泪，但是却一面可以赞美。
It's true that we might be weeping sometimes, but yet we can at the same time praise the Lord.
我们可以处在最深的夜中，但是神的仆人却能在夜间歌唱。
We could be in the darkest night, but yet we can still praise the Lord and sing.
我们可以在最可怕的风暴里面，可是我们却享恩如恒。
We could be going through the most terrible storms.And yet we will enjoy the grace.
所以所有的环境可能可以一样。
Yes, the circumstances may be the same.
但是不同的人因为跟神的关系不一样，所以表现出来的结果完全不一样。
But yet, if we have different relationship with the Lord, our reactions will be different.
同样的，同一个人。
Even the same person.
在不同的时候，因为跟神的关系不一样，他的表现也会不一样的。
At different circumstances, if this person has different relationship with the Lord, his reaction would be different.
所以我们这次讲到亲爱信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
As we talk about faith unto the Lord and love for all the saints.
其实这是一个很好的十字架，讲到众我们跟神跟主的关系。
This forms a very good cross vertically.It's our relationship with the Lord.
亲爱众圣徒讲到很，讲到我们跟圣徒、跟家人、跟所有人的关系。
And horizontally, we'll have good relationship with our family and our saints.
主给我们最大的诫命，也是要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And the Lord gave us the greatest commandment, it is to love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your strength, all of your heart.And all of your mind.
其实要爱人如己，讲到很啊。
And then to love your neighbors as yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望在今年一开始的时候，我们把我们整个个人也好，家庭也好，教会也好，我们的方向弄得清清楚楚的。
So I hope at the beginning of the year we will make our direction very clear as for individuals, our families, and church.
我们好好爱主，跟神之间的关系更好。
That we will love the Lord and we will improve our relationship with the Lord.
然后我们要好好的爱人。
And we will love one another.
让所有跟我们接触的人都要从我们身上得到祝福。
So that we become a blessing to all that we come in contact with.
弟兄姊妹，不要有那么多的高言大志，人生的目标用得越简单越好。
That's not to set our life goals too high.
容神一人，弟兄姊妹，其实你人生很丰富的。
Make it simple.To glorify God and to benefit men.
如果我们能够让所有从我们旁边 pass by 或是碰面的或是相处的人都因为我们的存在而更快乐更蒙福弟兄姊妹你是一个太有价值的人
If we can make everyone that we come in contact with more joyful and more blessed this is such a blessing
而且你自己一定活得很快乐
And I assure you you will be very joyful
因为我请边波波负责讲信从主耶稣
On this conference, we asked the speaker, Ben, to talk about faith unto the Lord.
我来讲亲爱众圣徒。
And I will take care of the part that love for all the saints.
所以我就专心来讲我的这一段。
So I will focus on my part.
但是为了在座的年轻人，你们早晨没有机会听到边爷爷讲到，太可惜了啊。
Since for the young people, you didn't get to hear what Grandpa Ben talk about.
我只能用一两句话提一下今天早上很重要的一个点。
I will just summarize briefly.What he talked about this morning.
边老弟兄说，我们如果要真正的信从主耶稣。
Pastor Ben says, if we really want to trust and believe in the Lord,
你就必须知道主所走的道路是什么。
Then you have to know the path that the Lord took.
我们才可能真正的跟从他。
Then we can truly follow him.
而我们亲爱的连长弟兄为我们读了这么多的经文，主耶稣一直面向耶路撒冷，定义向耶路撒冷去。
Pastor went through many scripture verses to show us that how the Lord set his face.Onto Jerusalem as he walked toward Jerusalem.
在那里有克西马尼，在那里有十字架，在那里有钉钉的羞辱，在那里有一切的苦难。但是他知道是神的旨意，他面如坚石上耶路撒冷去。
In Jerusalem, he was about to suffer the cross, Gethsemane, and all the shames and death. And yet, he set his face onto Jerusalem.
所以，一个真正愿意爱主、走主道路的人，一定要知道主耶稣走的路是什么，好让我们可以跟得上去。
Anyone who is determined to follow the Lord has to know the path that the Lord took, so that we can truly follow Him.
今天我来讲亲爱众圣徒，我们请一起来读一段的圣经，好吧？
Let's read the scripture together.
刚才我在祷告的时候，其实已经祷告了以弗所书三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章，我们从十六节读到十九节。
Let's read from 16 through 19.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督依你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Verses 16 to 19.
所以今天晚上我讲的第一个题目是讲到有根基的爱。
So the first message of this conference is love that is rooted and grounded.
这个爱是有根有基的爱。
That this love has roots and grounds.
因为怎么样，我相信没有一个世代像现代的人这么需要爱。
Never before.This generation that man needed love so much.
因为这个世代的爱最残缺不全。
Because the love is so broken for this generation.
人的内心里面都有一个很深的需要，需要真正的爱。
Everyone has this deep longing inside for true love.
可是在这个世代里面，这个真实可靠的爱却是最难得到。
And yet it is so hard to find true love.Trustworthy love in this generation.
有一本书叫做《爱能够创造神迹》。
There's a book called Love Can Create Miracles.
当被爱的时候，会有很多奇妙的事情发生的啊。
Miracle happens when someone is in love.
我记得以前贝教师来到我们中间，他第二次来的时候，他讲到中间举了一个例子。
Miss Barker came. When she came for the second time, she gave an example.
他说有一天他在马路上散步的时候，看见路边有一只小猫。
She says one time she was she was taking a walk and then she found a little kitty.
一个被人丢弃在路边的小猫。
Kitty that was deserted.
他身上又脏又臭，而且满脸恐惧啊。
A stray cat that's dirty and frightened.
然后脖子也歪了。
And then the neck was crooked too.
那贝教师很喜欢小猫，他看见他就把它捡起来。
The missionary Barker she lovescat, so she took a cat in.
他说我就带他回家，我就为他洗澡，我为他梳，用梳子梳他的毛。
So she took the cat home and then washed and groomed the kitty.
他给他好东西吃，他抱着他，然后帮他在头上打了一个小蝴蝶结。
She fed the cat and then even gave a little nice bow.
哇，他说那个小猫快乐的不得了，很快就跟他很熟。
So the little kitty was.So happy and became very familiar with her.
哎呀，这个小猫所有的精神都来了，这个表情也不一样了，跳上跳下的，很快乐啊。
You could tell the kitty was so happy and joyful and energetic.
他说他连他的脖子都不歪了，变正了。
Even the neck was no longer crooked.
就是你看见了没有，一个被离弃的一个小猫，当他被爱的时候，他会有一个这么大的转变。
Can you see what love can do to even a deserted cat?
当人真正被爱的时候，你知道他非常快乐的事情。
it is a very happy thing to be loved.
你看有很多男孩子从来不是从来不洗澡，很少洗澡的哈。他是交女朋友，你不要叫他，他都洗澡的。
Even for a young man, and he hardly takes bath or shower. But if he is in love and courtship, then he takes bath very frequently.
这也是爱能够创造神迹，对不对
？This is also a miracle created by love.
啊，有人愁眉苦脸的，可是他一谈恋爱的时候，他会唱歌了。
Some may be downcasting, but then when he's in love, he can even sing.
我一看就知道你们这些人现在情形怎么样哈。
I can all tell your condition.
就是因为当人被爱的时候，他很不一样的。
When you are in love, then they look different.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，爱的确能够创造神迹，叫一个哀伤痛苦的人变得非常快乐。
Yes, love can create miracles and can cause a sorrowful person to be happy.
爱带给人最深的满足，最深的快乐。
Love brings the deepest satisfaction and joy.
但是同样的。
But yet at the same time.
在爱上受伤也是可以人。最痛苦的事情。
To be hurt by love is also the most painful thing.
我们看看今天这个世代多少的爱出了问题。
Look at the world. Love causes so much problems. There's so
much problem with love. 男女之间、夫妻之间、父母跟孩子之间、弟兄姊妹之间。
Between the lovers, husbands and wives, parents and children, and even among brothers and sisters.
更不要说世界上的朋友和同事之间。
Let alone between friends and colleagues.
多少的爱是经不起考验的。
Much of the love cannot be even.
这保罗为我们的祷告是爱要有根有基。
That's why Paul prayed that our love can be rooted and grounded.
它是这么深，它是这么强，它是经得起考验的。
That it is deep and strong and can be tested.
你看九二一大地震，台湾多少的楼倒下去了。
During the earthquake of 9/21 in Taiwan, many buildings collapsed.
五一二四川大地震，多少的学校倒了
？And May 12th earthquake in Sichuan, many schools collapsed.
平常你看不出来。
And in ordinary times, you cannot tell.
当地震来的时候，当风雨来的时候，所有的情形就都显出来了。
But when earthquake comes, when the storm comes, the true conditions are revealed.
当什么都好的时候，哇，两个人爱的天花乱坠，整个世界都可以不要了。
When everything goes well, two people can be in love, and then they can forsake the world.
但一面对考验的时候，常常站不住。
But as their love is being tested, oftentimes they cannot withstand.
所以今天我们要讲。亲爱众圣徒要讲到爱的时候
As today we talk about love for all the saints,
我们一定要回到圣经上来弟兄姊妹
We have to go back to the Bible
因为地上的爱不可靠
Because the worldly love cannot be trusted
这个圣经学者告诉我们在圣经这个爱这个字里面有好几种不同的希腊文
Bible scholars tell us there are many roots for this word love in Greek
像那些比较低级的那种 eros 叫做情欲肉体的爱啊。
There's the eros that means the fleshly physical love.
现在的电视上跟好莱坞的电影里面的爱差不多都是这些。
Like much of the love depicted in movies and Hollywood movies.
第一天见面就可以上床，他天天所要的都是肉体情欲的爱。
Such are the physical lust. They can go to bed. They can have sex together the first day.
非常只重享受的那种爱。
That they only care about fleshly gratification.
但是在圣经里面有一个叫做 filio， 是讲到这个兄弟之间或是友情之间的爱，这个纯净很多了。
There's another type of love, filio. It's the love between brothers and also a friendship.
但是我们也知道圣经有一个字是更特别的一个字，是很多地方都用到的，叫做 agape。
There's another word in the Bible that is very special and used in many places.
我想
agape
很有名的一节圣经就是在这个彼得后书第一章。
There's a famous verse in 1 Peter chapter 1.
它里面讲到神召我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就叫我们与神的性情有份，叫我们能够上主。
The verse says that God called us and to depart from the corruption.So that we can be partakers of God's divine nature.
我们成为基督徒，我们经历救恩，不光是要被神一直救出来啊。
So, brothers and sisters, as we become Christians, not only that we are delivered and rescued by God,
脱离那种情欲来的败坏
that we can depart from the corruption caused by lust.
而积极上面是叫我们居然可以跟神的性情有份，像耶稣。
even more actively we can be partakers of God's divine nature so that we can be like Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？彼得写到这个的时候，他实在受不了了，所以他说弟兄们，我们要分外殷勤了。
When Peter wrote this, he could not contain this excitement, so he says, "Brothers, we have to be even more diligent."
他讲到神给我们预备这么大的救恩，居然是叫我们跟他的性情可以有份。
He says, God has prepared for us such great salvation that we can be partakers of His divine nature.
所以他底下就开始一连串讲到，我们有了信心，又要加上德性，有了什么，又要加上什么。
So then he continues with his series with faith, and you have to have this and that. Continues all kinds of virtues.
你们年轻的孩子知不知道彼得讲了几个？
Do you know, brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters?
有了什么又加什么，有了什么又要加什么。
With this and then add another.
Do re mi fa sol la si, do 讲八个。
Talk about eight virtues.
讲到七个已经很完全了，他还不够，他加第八个。
Seven was already complete, and yet it was not enough. He added one more.
知道第七个是什么吗？
Do you know what's the last one?
有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心，这是第七个。
On top of godliness, brotherly love.
这就是我刚刚说的腓利哦，这个名词叫做 Philadelphia， 就是这个 Philadelphia city 的同样的名字啊。
So the brotherly love that's filial and it's the same as Philadelphia, the city Philadelphia.
叫爱弟兄叫做 Philadelphia。
So brotherly love that's Philadelphia.
然后彼得没有停在这，他说有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上什么？爱众人的心哈，爱众人的心是点点点，那个是原文没有的啊。
But Peter did not stop there. He says, on top of brotherly love, love for all the saints.
所以表示在原来的意思，彼得就说，除了要有 Philadelphia 以外，我们还要再加上 Agape。
In the original context is, on top of Philadelphia, Agape.
Reached 到最高峰。
And that was the highest love.
这是最美的生命。
The most beautiful life.
最美的性情。
The most beautiful nation.
神的爱。
God's love.
充满在我们的里面。
To fill us.
所以我们以前读到约翰一书第四章，我不晓得你们有没有这个问题。他说神就是爱。
I don't know if you ever wondered and tried to understand when you read 1 John.
他说爱。
God is love.
他说爱是从神来的。
He says love comes from God.
凡是有爱心的，就是神生的，并且认识神。
It says anyone who loves is born of love and knows God.
我不晓得你们有没有问题呢？很多不信耶稣的也很有爱啊。
But I don't know if you ever wonder, there are many non-Christians who also love.
对不对？地上伟大的母爱常常听见的。
We often praise about motherly love in the world.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个爱是不完全。
But such love is not complete.
约翰一书第四章所有讲的爱全是 agape。
It's not perfect, but the love that John talks about in 1 John all refers to agape.
神就是 agape.
God is agape.
所有的 agape 从神来的。
All agape comes from God.
人能够有 agape, 这是一个神生的，而且是认识神的人。
Anyone who has agape is born of God and knows God.
人必须得到这个 agape, 爱在他里面才完全，才 complete.
Only by obtaining agape,that our love can be perfect.
所以父母的爱太宝贵了。
Yes, it's very, parental love is very precious.
夫妻的爱很宝贵。
And a love between husband and wife.
属的爱也都是原来神所造的。
And brotherly love between siblings are all created by God.
都被罪恶玷污，都被破坏，不完全。
They have been broken and defiled by sin. They're not perfect.
Agape.
Only agape love is perfect.
这个爱才经得起考验。
And only such love can be tested and tried.
这个爱才是有根又有基的爱、啊。
Only such love is rooted and grounded.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读到圣经上说这个爱是一个最大的恩赐，爱是一个最美的生命，爱是神给我们最大的诫命。
As we say that love is the greatest gift, the most beautiful life.And also the greatest command.
保罗也说爱是最妙的道、啊、好像是这个道最好听的就是爱。
And then Paul even says, love is the most wonderful way.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们都是在我们自己天然人的爱里面去领受、去努力的话，我们会很辛苦的。
But if we try and struggle in our natural love, we will fail.
早晚有一天你可能会碰到尽头。
Sooner or later, we will reach our end.
而且不用别人讲，我们自己都知道我们的爱残缺不全。
we don't have to be told we know ourselves.
Our love is so perfect. 很多的时候我们不敢让别人看见我们里面真正的爱。
And oftentimes we are ashamed to show how selfish our love can be.
更不要说有许多的爱像悲情下品，污秽不堪。
Let alone some so-called love are very lowly and lustful and very.
有一个老姊妹讲，她说有的人可以累得很美，有的人可以累得很丑。累 tired, so tired.
For some people, when they're fatigued and tired, they can be still very beautiful, but for some, can be very ugly.
他们在休息的时候，有人可以休息得很美，有人可以休息得很丑。
Some can still look very nice when they take a rest, but others look very ugly.
因为这边我借用他的话，很多时候我们爱可以爱得很美，但很多时候我们也可以爱得很丑。Similarly,
for us, sometimes our love can be very beautiful, and yet sometimes our love can be ugly.
因为那个爱不是从神来的。
If the love doesn't come from God,
那个爱里面有不纯净的动机。
So there will be some unclean, impure motives.
那个爱里面有很多污秽自私的东西。
It has some filthiness and selfish motivation.
所以我们今天要讲到有根有基的爱，第一件事情要知道爱是从神来的。
Before we talk about this rooted and grounded love, we have to know that love comes from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，包括年轻的孩子们，这件事，这个信息对你们都很重要的。
Dear brothers and sisters, and also young people, this message is very important for you.
你们需不需要爱？
Do you need love?
Don't tell me you don't need it. 我们每一个人都需要爱。
Every one of us needs love.
那如何让我们真正在神给我们最美的礼物上，能够真正的享受它，而不是受到它的伤害？
How can we enjoy this most beautiful gift from God instead of being hurt by it?
如何能够在神给我们最大的恩赐、最好的礼物里面，我们不伤害别人，而能够让别人从这个爱里面得到祝福？
How can we use this greatest gift that to bless others instead of hurting others?
我们都需要回到圣经上来。
We have to go back to the Bible.
所以人的爱常常是这种假如的爱。
Human love usually is conditional.
有 if.
There's if in it.
就是如果的意思。
There's an if in it.
虽然我们嘴巴不见得讲。
We might not say it.
可是很多人都是不知不觉都会这样子。如果你有钱， if you are rich.
But then we unconsciously we will say that or do it. Say like if you're rich.
哇，如果你有公民权， 哇，那我优先挑你了。
If you are a citizen, then I might choose you.
啊，如果你是 PhD， 哎呀，我可能也会比较先挑你。
If you are a PhD, you might be a better candidate.
啊，那另外一种是 because， 因为。
Or there's another element in such love. It's because.
啊，因为你是我儿子，所以我爱你。
I love you because you're my son.
因为你这个考到长春城，所以我特别爱你。
I love you even more because you go to IDB.
因为你长得帅，所以我爱你。
I love you because you're handsome.
因为你对我好，所以我爱你。
I love you because you're nice to me.
这是我们人之常情，常常这样子。
It's very natural. It's human love.
我才有一个大男人主义的弟兄写了一个小小的笑话，他讲到亚当跟神之间的对话。
There's a joke written by a chauvinistic man.
亚当有一天问神，他说：“神，你为什么把夏娃创造的这么漂亮，这么温柔？”
He says there's a conversation between Adam and God, and then Adam asked God, "How come you? Why did you create Eve so beautiful and so gentle?"
神说：“这样子你才会爱她呀。”
God says, "So that you will love her."
他说：“可是那你为什么造得她这么漂亮？可是我觉得她有点笨呢。”
And then he says, "Yeah, even though you created her beautiful, but she's kind of a little bit dumb."
你为什么把她造得笨呢？
Why did you create her a little bit dumb?
神说：“因为这样她才会爱你啊。”
So that she will love you.
太大男人主义了，这是因为 because if.
So this is kind of chauvinistic.
神造我们，神给我们的 agape 其实是没有条件的。
But there's For agape, there's no condition. It's unconditional love. And it can be tested.
好，那我们底下要来看这个爱跟我们原来的爱有很多的地方不一样。
Now we will see there's many differences between this love and our natural human love.
我们要怎么样子让我们的爱能够有根有基呢？
How can our love be grounded and rooted?
不光是教会弟兄姊妹之间，我们希望这个爱有根有基。
Not only that, we hope this love is rooted and grounded among our brothers and sisters.
我们也很希望在座的这些年轻孩子们，将来你在找另外一半的时候，你能够找到一个真正有根有基的爱。
We also hope young people, when you look for your future spouses, you will find such love that is rooted and grounded.
我们也希望所有已经成家的弟兄姊妹，不管我们目前的经历是怎样，我们都希望神重建我们的家，让我们的家这个爱是有根有基。
Also, for brothers and sisters who are already married, no matter what circumstances you are in right now, we hope that God will rebuild our family so that there's love that is rooted and grounded in our family.
那这个爱。
And such love,
我们从保罗所写的这些的书信里面，我们可以看见他一些的特质。
We can see some characteristics of this love from Paul's letters.
像腓立比书第一章第九节到第十节。
In Philippians chapter 1 verses 9 to 10.
保罗说，我所祷告的就是要叫你们的爱心在知识和这各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非。
Paul says, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent.
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到这个爱是一个有知识、有见识的爱。
So, such love has knowledge and discernment.
是能够有分别是非的爱。
That it can approve things that are excellent.
弟兄姊妹，这个点非常非常的重要。
This is very important.
今天我们很多的时候把爱讲到一个地步，它没有知识，没有见识。
Today, oftentimes we talk about this love as if it does not have knowledge or discernment.
知识讲到 knowledge, 见识讲到 judgment 或是 discernment。
So it takes knowledge and discernment.
这个我记得吴勇长老来我们中间的时候，他有一次讲了一个例子，我忘了是他讲他自己家还是他们认识的朋友。
Elder 吴勇 when he came to us, he delivered a message and then he talked about some incidents.
他说有个朋友到日本去观光还是旅游，回来带了这个女性荷尔蒙的药送给他太太。
A friend went to Japan to travel and then brought back some feminine female hormone pills.
因为太太已经到了更年期了，所以要补一些荷尔蒙，带了一些女性荷尔蒙回来。
And then his wife was going through menopause, so she needs some hormone pills.
这个太太是太爱她先生了，什么好吃的都留给先生的。
This wife loves the husband so much that she always gives the best to her husband.
所以她也搞不清楚那是什么，反正她就省下来，就是给她的先生吃。
She didn't know what those pills were, but she thought it must be good stuff, so she saved the pills for the husband.
这个直到后来才发现是女性荷尔蒙，都一直以为是维他命。
She thought it was some kind of expensive vitamins until later she found out it was female hormone pills.
这个错误还小，顶多只是没有知识。
So this is a small mistake, maybe for lack of knowledge.
这个没有见识的爱就很危险。
It's very dangerous if our love does not have judgment.
因为我们不会不懂得分辨是非。
If we do not know how to discern right from wrong.
而这个爱就带来了很可怕的伤害。
Then this love can bring very disastrous harm.
所以刚才我们读了哥林多前书十三章讲到爱的真谛的时候，他说像爱是不做害羞的事，不喜欢不义。
As we read the meaning of love in 1 Corinthians, it says love does not behave rudely, it does not rejoice in iniquity.
如果我们不懂得分辨，我们很容易上当的。
If we do not know how to discern, we might easily be deceived.
你记得保罗在对加拉太教会讲道的时候，不是写信的时候。
When Paul wrote to the church at Galatia,
他说加拉太教会里面有很多假弟兄。
He says that there are many false brothers.
他们非常热心，而且对人很好。
They're very zealous and very nice to people.
但是他们却是破坏教会的人。
But yet they try to destroy the church.
他们却是逼迫那些持守真道的人。
They persecute those who hold on to the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你如果从爱心去做判断的话， 你会觉得这些人真是好弟兄， 这么爱我。
If you judge only from the outward behavior, you will think there's nice brothers because they treat me nicely.
哎呀，他们关心我，他们请我吃饭，他们带我去做事情，你真觉得他真好。
They care about me, they treat me meals, and then they take care of me. They're such good brothers.
但是保罗却受了这些假弟兄最深的痛苦。
But yet, Paul suffers so much from these false brothers.
因为他们是借的好，是为了要得着他们的心。
Because they treat people nicely in order to buy in their heart.
并不是要叫他们得着主的。
Their motive was not for them to gain the Lord.
所以我在教会服侍这么多年， 也到各地去， 看到很多教会的难处， 其实很多时候是出在这些事情上。
As I served the church for many years, and also I visited many churches, I see that many churches have problems like this.
那些对教会不服， 喜欢攻击教会的， 他们常常打开家请人吃饭的。
Those who are disobedient to church, and then they slander. They're slanderers. They often treat people to meals.
吃着吃着就谈起教会的事情。
As they treat people with meals, they talk about church.
吃着吃着就谈起教会他们想攻击的人。
Or they talk about people they want to slander.
我还有一个地方的人告诉我说， 他们教会居然有人在会后在门口发传单攻击教会。
I even heard that there was a brother, there's a church that they would pass out letters, slanderers, attacking letters outside of church doors.
弟兄姊妹，我们要懂得分辨。
We need to know how to discern.
有一些人对我们好是带着动机来的。
Some people treat us nicely, but with wrong motives.
特别在这个弯曲背谬的时代。
Especially in this perverse generation.
诡诈的人，弟兄姊妹，多到，我不应该这么说哈。 仇敌能够用各样的方法来破坏一个纯正的婚姻，一个纯正的器皿。
The enemy can use all kinds of schemes to destroy a pure marriage or a vessel.
我们听到很多。
We have heard a lot.
有人就故意假装常常有真理的问题，福音的问题要来请教你。
Some may pretend that they have questions about the truth and they want to ask you questions.
有人可能就是有他生活的需要，说我要需要修车，我需要买这个，我这个不懂那个，他请你来帮助他。
Or they may ask you to help them with broken cars or kind of problems.
但是他从起初的动机就是要把你从那个人的身边抢过来，变成他的先生，变成他的太太。
But their original motive will probably be to steal someone's wife or husband.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很可怕的时代。This
is a very
我们需要谨守，需要警醒。
We need to be watchful.
需要懂得分辨。We
have to know how to discern.
我们需要谦卑地求主帮助我们分辨。
We need to ask the Lord humbly for help.
不然很多的时候伤害来了，我们做出 这个不能挽回的事的时候，那个痛苦是很可怕的。
Otherwise, if we committed something that's not reversible, the hurt can be dreadful.
保罗在哥林多前书11章也说到，听说你们中间有分门别结党的事情，为的是要让那些有经验的被显出来。
Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says, I heard that there's some factions among you, so that the more experience can be exposed.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹，我们在神家里面，好，我为着我们中间大家同心合一，我很感谢神。
I ask brothers and sisters this, that I'm very thankful for the oneness in our church.
但是我们没有一个人可以骄傲，因为仇敌一直要来破坏的，就是合一，教会的，家庭的。
But none of us can be proud. We have to be watchful because the enemy is always trying to destroy the oneness in our families and our church.
所以我请求你们，如果对教会任何的服侍、任何的人有不满意，请你直接来找我交通。
So I ask that if you have any concerns or complaints about anyone or your service, please come to share with me.
不要跑去找其他的同工去攻击其他的弟兄姊妹。
Please do not go to other co-workers to attack other people.
如果心里面叫你不舒服，你想要整的对象是我的话。
If the person that you're complaining about is me,
我还是请求你在爱里面还是来找我。
But I still ask that in love, come to talk to me.
当面的责备胜过背地的爱情。
I'd rather have a rebuke to the face than love behind your back.
我决定有那个心，也愿意接受你当面的指责。
I have the heart and I'm willing to accept your rebuke.
我们这么做是不要给仇敌留地步。
So that we will not leave any ground for the enemy.
你们就知道我这次十月中回来以后已经连续被挨了三刀了啊。
You know, after I came back from China in October, I've gone through three surgical procedures.
因为在我身上有一些细菌化脓的，老是清不干净。
Since I have some bacterial infections that just cannot be cleaned out.
所以这个第一次是送到 Stanford 急诊室，那个医生帮我开的刀，然后还住了院啊。First
time I was sent to the emergency room in Stanford Hospital, and I had a surgical procedure. I even was hospitalized.
他后来我去复诊给他检查的时候
，As I went back to follow up check,
他一再跟我道歉，他说他故意在我的大腿上挖了一个很大的洞。
He apologized to me because he intentionally opened up a big opening.
而且特别要于师母每天要塞纱布进去，就怕它长得太快合起来，那个脓还在里面。And
my wife has to keep on inserting gauze into it so that the flesh will not grow back too quickly with infections in it.
所以我拿镜子那样照的时候，看起来画了一个那一个潮一样这样冲在里面，为了让它一直流脓出来。
So as I look with the mirror, I can see it looks like a bird's nest, like a nest.
结果
it's an infection nest.
结果有一天我去看他的时候，我说还在流嘞。
So one day I went back to see him. I said, "Well, it's still infectious."
他说太好了，我就是希望它继续流。
And the doctor says, "Good, that's what I wanted."
这也是我故意挖个洞。
That's why I left the opening there.
他说。 我给你打个比方，因为他知道我是牧师，是个传道人。
So he says, "Let me give you an example because he knew that I was a pastor."
这个医生很好玩，他常常很喜欢举比方给我听。他就说，我给你打个比方。
This doctor is rather funny. He always gives me an example like a parable.
他说你是牧师嘛，对不对？
You're a pastor, right?
我说对。
Yes.
他说我跟你讲，你教会里面一定有好人也有坏人。
Just like at your church, there will be good people and bad people, right?
他说你挖个洞呢，就让那些坏的呢有地方可以出去。
So why don't you, if you have an opening, then the bad members have a way out.
他说你身体如果免疫能力强的话，他就能够把这些细菌都赶出去了。
So if your immune system is strong, then it will be able to drive all these bad stuff, the bacteria,
不要把它放在里面。
out of your body.
弟兄姊妹，你们不要有任何的误会，我举这个例子啊。
Please do not misunderstand me.
我们不希望弟兄姊妹跑出去啊。
We never want brothers and sisters to leave.
我们只是希望所有的消极、所有的罪恶、所有不讨神喜悦的人能够从我们中间出去，人都留下来啊。
We hope that all the people will remain here, but anything that is not pleasing to the Lord, that is of sin, will leave.
我们都是一家人嘛，在主的爱中，在主的光中，在主的生命里面，我们一同成长。
We're all families together, growing in God's love and light.
但是他的例子很摸着我一点，就是当你的身体够强壮的时候。
But this example gave me some insight that when your body system, immune system is strong enough,
它就能够把这些细菌赶出去。It
will be able to drive all the bacteria out of your body.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们不要让神家里面有任何仇敌的作为留在我们中间。Do
not leave any work of the enemy in the church of God.
这个背后的批评论断，背后的分门结党，这都是非常伤害身体的事。Any
attacks or slanders behind the back is very harmful.
那夫妻之间也是这样。The
same among between husband and wife.
家庭里面也是这样。And
in the family.
所有这些龙、这些细菌，我们都要靠着主的光、主的恩典，让它出去。We
need to drive out all these bacteria with God's light and love.
会伤害家里面的事情，我们都要很小心。Have
to be very watchful for all the things that can harm our family.
你太爱你的孩子，太为了讨他的喜悦，你可能害了他。If
you love your kids too much. That you're so eager to please them, you might.
孩子要喝酒，你就让他喝酒，你就害了他。
If your children want to drink alcohol and you let them, you're doing them harm.
孩子要关起门来用电脑，你就让他，你害了他。
If you let them use their computers behind doors, you're actually doing them harm.
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情都会造成一些不必要的伤害，因为我们太不警觉，太不懂得分辨。
If we are not watchful and we cannot discern, we might do things that are not necessary and yet bring harm.
所以我请求教会的领袖们、教会的弟兄姊妹，我们所有的弟兄姊妹一起来保护神的家的纯正。
We ask leaders and brothers and sisters in church to together work to protect the church and keep its purity.
你要真正爱神家，亲爱众圣徒，我们要防止罪恶来玷污教会，我们要防止分裂不合一的事情在神家存在。
If we love the church, we have to protect the church from being destroyed, the oneness being destroyed.
要懂得分辨。
We need to know how to discern.
啊，有一个人有一次跟他朋友讲，他说：“你知道吗？我碰到一个女孩子，我一眼看着她，我就爱她。”
Once a man tells his friend that, "Oh, I just saw a girl and then I love her the first sight."
他朋友说：“那你为什么没娶她呢？”
And then his friend.So how come you did not marry her?
他说因为我又多看了一眼。
Because I look at her second sight.
对，弟兄姊妹，不要被那个这个叫做什么？一见钟情骗到。
Don't be deceived by love the first sight.
也不要被别人表面的爱骗到。
And do not be deceived by superficial love.
多看一眼。
Take another look.
靠着神的智慧，照着主的话，在圣灵的恩膏里面多看一眼。
Take another look in the spirit by God's words and God's wisdom.
所有的感情，所有人的关系，所有人际的关系，弟兄姊妹的关系，都要靠着主的恩典多看一眼。
Take another look at all the relationships with God's grace.
啊，懂得分辨。
And know how to discern.
弟兄姊妹，这个保罗在这里讲的中文翻译不够位哈，他说使你们能够分别是非。是好像讲的只是是跟非这么低的事情。
In the Chinese translation here, it says to discern what is good and what is wrong.
其实他这个保罗在讲腓立比书的时候，他其实是写的更深的啊。他是说让我们能够分得出什么东西是 excellent, 什么东西是 best.
Okay, in the Chinese translation, it says that you may.Your love may abound more and more in knowledge and discernment so that you may discern what's good, what discern from right from wrong. But actually, in English, it's to approve what is excellent.
弟兄姊妹啊，真正能够分辨是非的爱能够给神家带下来的是 excellent, 是大的祝福啊。
Love with discernment can actually bring what is excellent. That is a great blessing.
所以细菌加上温床就产生的疾病，产生的伤害。
Bacteria plus warm bed, that is sickness and harm.
神家批评论断这些不合神心意的，或是罪恶。
Slanders and attacks, they're like sin or like sin.
碰到那种不懂得分别是非、没有见识的爱，就得到了温床，就造成的伤害。
When such things are met with love without discernment.
求神帮助我们啊！
那
第三个，这个爱是一个有具体行动的爱。
Thirdly, the love, this is a love that is tangible and with action.
约翰一书三章十八节，他说：“小子们呐、啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。”
First John chapter 3 verse 18 says, John says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth."
弟兄姊妹，这个是讲到我们爱不能够只在嘴巴啊。
He's telling us that let's not just love in words.
真正的 agape 一定有行动。
True agape will bring forth action.
神给我们做了一个最好的见证，是哪一节经文？
God has given us a good testimony. Do you know which verse that is?
想想看，约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God loves the world that he even gives his only begotten son.
神不光说我就是爱。
God did not just say I am love.
神的爱是有行动的。
But God's love has action.
他 so loved the world, 他就把他的 only begotten son 赐给我们。
God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son.
一定要有行动。
So,Love has action.
有一次有一个妈妈跟她的几个小孩子在那里讲，她说你们几个人爱不爱妈妈？
Once a mother is asking her children, Do you love mom?
哦，每一个都说爱。
Everyone says yes.
老大说我最爱你, 因为我活得跟你在一起最久啊, 所以我最爱你。
The firstborn says, I love you the most because I have been with you the longest.
老二说我是女生, 我是全家唯一的女孩, 我最心细, 我最爱你。
The second child says, I love you the most because I'm the only girl in the family and my love is most tender.
老三说我成绩最好, 我读书最认真, 我最爱你。
The third child says, I love you the most because I do the best at school.
那个老师小不点讲不出话来，妈妈，我不知道怎么说哈。The
fourth one was still a very little, and he says, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to describe to you.
但是我爱你。
But yet I love you.
才讲的话的时候，邮差送来一封信，快信来啊。And
then just as they were talking, the mailman came with a letter.
妈妈一看了以后，需要赶快回一封信，快信回去。And
then as the mom read it, she has to reply the letter right away.
那这天也快黑了，外面又下着雨，妈妈说，你们谁愿意帮我赶快去寄这封信？
And so already sunset and it was raining outside, so mom asked, who wants to mail this letter for me?
哦，老大说，哎呀，我这里不舒服，不能去。And
the first one says, oh, I'm kind of uncomfortable here, I can't go.
老二是女的，说我害怕，不敢去。The
second child is a girl, says, I'm afraid, I cannot go.
老三说，我要做功课，我不能去。The
third one says, I have to do my homework, I cannot go.
她找不到老幺。And
then she could not find the youngest one.
没想到她已经穿好雨鞋，拿着雨伞坐在那边等她妈。But,
and then she found out this little one was already ready to go with the rain boots and the umbrella.
这个我很爱你。 不知道怎么说的人是有行动的人。This
little one who did not know how to describe his love, but yet he had action.
弟兄姊妹，然后这是小故事了。This
is only the story.
真正的爱一定有行动的。The
true love will have action.
不能够只有在言语。It
cannot only be in tongues and in words.
不能只有在言语和舌头上。It
cannot only be in words and in tongues.
要在行为和诚实上。It
has to be in truth and in deed.
有一个人他很有钱。
There's a man that's very rich.
他收集了很多的古董和古画，那个名画非常多。
He has a good collection of antiques, paintings, old paintings.
他三个女儿也都送到海外去留学去了。And
then all three of his daughters went abroad to study.
后来他太太去世了。And
then his wife passed away.
他一个人孤单单的。He's
lonely at home.
三个孩子都不肯回来。And
none of His daughters were willing to come home.
在他旁边只有一个年轻的学生来照顾他。
So only a young student took care of him.
天天来照顾他。
He came every day.
哎呀，邻居也提醒他，亲戚也提醒他，美国的孩子写信回来也警告爸爸。
So everyone reminded him, even his children would write letters to warn him.
要小心啊，这个人是冲着你的财来的。
Be careful, this person might be helping you because of your money.
你千万要小心。
Be very careful.
他爸爸都回答说：“我知道，我会小心。”
The father says, I know, I will be careful.
十几年过去了。
More than 10 years have gone by.
他爸爸去世了。
The father passed away.
所有的孩子都赶回来。
All the children came home.
律师念遗嘱的时候。
As the lawyer was reading the will of the father.
他的父亲把大部分的财产都给了这个年轻人。
The father gave most of his wealth to this young man.
他的父亲在遗嘱上面写。
And the father wrote on his will.
虽然你们都写他存心是骗我的,
even though all of you said that his motive might be to.
虽然你们都写他是冲着我的财产来的,
even though you all say that he probably helped me because of my money.
虽然我自己也怀疑他是为了我的财产来的,
even I suspected that he came to help me because of my money.
十几年来,
but more than 10 years.
风雨无阻, 早晚伺候我,
rain or shine, he served me morning and night. Only this.
就已经值得我把我所有的给他了。It's
worth my property, my wealth.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多时候都会讲爱。Oftentimes
we talk about love.
讲到爱主，讲到爱教会，讲到爱传道人，讲到彼此相爱，我们都会讲。We
talk about loving God, loving church, loving our pastors, and loving one another.
相不相信小燕你也会讲哈？Yeah,
I'm sure all of you will say.
那更不要说季福了，桂香也会讲，Emily也会讲。
James
也会讲 ，Aaron 也会讲，我们每个人都会讲爱的道理。Yes,
we can all talk about love.
但弟兄姊妹，老约翰劝我们不能够只有在言语舌头上。But
yet, John exhorts us not to love in word or tongue only.
要在行为和诚实上。But
in deed and truth also.
当我们在饼杯聚会，我们说爱你，主，我愿意一生爱你。At
the communion, as we say, Lord, I will love you all of my life.
主啊，饼杯告诉我，你把你一切所有给我了，我也愿意把我一切的给你。
Because the cup and bread tells us that the Lord Jesus has given all to us, therefore we will give him all.
等他薄饼完的时候, 弟兄报告说, 神家整洁需要人。
And after the communion, as our brother was announcing that we need volunteers to clean up the church.
很多时候那些刚刚流泪, 痛哭流泪, 要爱耶稣的人, 不知道到哪去了。
So where are those who are weeping for God's love in the communion?
弟兄姊妹坐好时候在饭时, 在厨房看见少数的弟兄姊妹那样子在火炉旁边为着弟兄姊妹做饭。
Sometimes we only see a few working very hard at church in the kitchen cooking for brothers and sisters.
看见一些弟兄姊妹这样周末在神家里面打扫除整洁做这些事情。
And then we see some working very hard on weekends.
扫厕所是他们，出油漆是他们，搬运是他们，弄来弄去神家只有这些人吗？
How come we keep seeing the same people who clean the bathroom, who clean up the recreation center? Do we only have these people?
弟兄姊妹，爱主、爱神家、爱家人都是要有行动的。
We have to have action when we talk about love God, loving church, and love our family.
年轻的孩子，你们都爱爸爸妈妈 ，right?
Young people, you all love your parents, right?
不要喝完水就把茶杯一丢，碗一丢。爸爸妈妈不是your servants.
Don't just leave your empty cups and dishes in the sink. Your parents are not your servants.
你甚至要反过来帮他们洗碗，让他们休息。
Instead, volunteer take action to wash dishes so that they can take a rest.
就是这叫做爱，很多时候我们的爱太自我中心了。
Sometimes our love is too self-centered.
刚刚我们上来说，爱是不求自己的益处， not self-seeking.
As we were just singing, love is not self-seeking.
真实的爱一定要有行动，要去为着对方想。
True love will have actions that we put.
而约翰一书第四章20节21节说到，不爱所看见的弟兄，就不能爱看见的神，爱神也当爱弟兄。
First John chapter 4 verse 20 to 21 says, For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?
有一次那个神学院里面这个教授考试。
Once at a seminary, the professor was giving a test.
他要学生们把这个好撒玛利亚人的这段故事呢，用希腊文，撒玛利亚路加福音第10章，用希腊文重新翻译一遍。
And this professor asked the students to translate, to translate from English to Greek the story of Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10.
然后底下写一点自己的心得。
And then also write some insights.
这是他们期末考吧，大概 term paper， 叫他们。 某一天的早晨, 送到这个教室来教。
And that is their term paper and it's due some certain morning in the classroom.
结果那天早晨这些所有的学生们就这样这个漏夜赶赶赶终于赶出来了一大早就送了这个报告赶到学校去。
So many students stay up all night and in the morning they rushed into the classroom to turn in their term paper.
结果在那个进教室的那个走廊转弯的地方呢就有一个 homeless people 躺在地上。
And then at the corner to their school, there's a homeless person lying there.
又脏又破又旧的，在那边好像伸个手等人家给东西啊。
It looks like he was begging for food, and he was very dirty and filthy.
啊，每一个学生都冲进教室去了。
And everyone rushed into the classroom.
然后把这个就对以前把报告放在桌上，等教授进来。
And then they placed the paper on the professor's desk.
时间到的时候，教授这个穿着 homeless people 进来，衣服进来了。
And then when it was the class time, the professor walked in and his homeless.
哇，好撒玛利亚的故事，每一个人都会翻译，每一个人都会写重点。Yes,
everyone knows how to summarize and even translate the story of the Good Samaritan.
不能够像祭司、像利未人从旁边绕过去。You
cannot walk by like the priest or like the Levite.
谁是我们的邻居呢？就是你旁边有需要的人。
Who is our neighbor? It's the one right next to you that are in need.
要爱你的邻舍如同自己，大家都写了。
Love your neighbor as yourself. Everyone knows how to write it.
然后所有的人都 pass 他的教授，没有一个人管他的。
But everyone just took a turn around the professor. No one cared.
如果他们早知道那是教授的话，
But if they knew it was their professor,
跟爸妈借钱都要拿来给他一点了。
They would give him money even by borrowing money.
弟兄姊妹，对不对哈？
Isn't that right?
所以神其实在我们生活里面放了一大堆的事情，提醒我们，帮助我们，让我们真正在爱中成长的。
Actually, God has placed many things or people around us to remind us how to grow in love.
好，那这是讲到爱神，你一定会爱看得见的弟兄。
If we love God, we will love brothers whom we can see.
如果真正相爱，一定有行动。
If we love one another, we will have action.
我真的巴不得听完这样的信息，我们回到家，每一个家庭都不一样，教会也不一样。
I hope that after hearing this message, we'll all go home and our families will be different and our church will be different.
不要让爸爸回到家那么辛苦了。
Don't let your father work so hard at home.
不要让妈妈回到家，她常常生气了。
Or let your mom be mad at home often.
有另外一个小故事，讲到有一个先生上了班回到家，累得不得了，才进门。
There's a story that this husband came home from work, was very tired, and he just walked in the door.
四个孩子。
And then they have four kids at home.
他才进门，他太太就说：“哎 ，Honey， 你回来了，太好了。”
As he stepped into the door, his wife said, "Oh, that's great, honey, you're home."
啊，全家你最乖，你赶快去帮我买包盐去。
You're the best in our family. Why the, can you go and buy me a sack of salt?
四个孩子没有一个人帮他买盐，这当老公的最乖。
And then none of the four kids were willing to help out the mom, so only the husband is the best.
太可怜了，希望我们大家都好好的来彼此切实相爱啊。
Hope that we will all love one another with
love. 那第四个，真正的爱是经得起考验的爱。
Fourth.The love, the true love can be tested.
哥林多前书十三章第八节结束在爱是永不止息
First,
Love never ends.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8 It ends this passage with love never fails.
它不仅仅源源不断永远不止息
Not only that, it will not stop.
这个翻译也很好它说 love never fails, 永远不失败
Love never fails.
弟兄姊妹这个爱是需要经过试验的
Love should be tested.
爱也需要能够经得起试验。
And it needs to sustain tests.
而真实的 agape 一定经得起试验。
And true agape can be tested and can endure testing.
我们天然人自私的爱就常常经不起试验。
Yes, selfish human love cannot withstand testing.
所以在爱的事情上，常常有环境来显明我们里面真正的情形。
So oftentimes circumstances will expose and reveal our true condition.
可能提醒我们。
And it will remind us.
它可能也帮助我们。
Or help us.
我记得我好几年前曾经跟你们讲过一个小故事。
Many years ago, I shared a story with you.
讲到有两个病得很严重的人住在一个病房里面。
Two people having very severe sickness and they're in hospitalized in the same room.
那有一个人住得靠近窗边，有一个人住得靠近里面的。这个门口
One person lies right next to the window and another one right next to the door.
两个人都病得很重都不能下床
They're all having severe illness. They cannot get out of the bed.
然后都很灰色都非常灰心
They're all kind of depressed and disappointed.
那住在窗边的这个人呢他就常常呢给他同伴打气
So the one lying right next to the window often encourages his companion.
所以有时候他就把那个船摇起来看着窗外
So he will sometimes roll up his bed and look out to the window.
就把他所看的事情当故事一样，当这个电视播报员一样报给里面的人听。
And he would describe like a journalist, describe to his roommate what he saw.
哇，有一个 lady 带着怎么样子的好可爱的狗从旁边走过。
And they would say, "Oh, I see a lady with a very cute dog walking by."
哎呀，什么时候有小朋友开始打棒球了？现在第一局怎么样？第二局怎么样？哇，讲得好精彩！
Like the kids are playing basketball, and then their scores, and then what he saw.
So
it was very exciting.
坐在靠近门边的那个人，病人就听着就很高兴，至少那个无聊的时间被打发了。
So the patient lying next to the door would joyfully listen to the story and then that's how they pass time.
靠窗边的人也常常鼓励他他说有一天我们都要好了我们出去看他们。
The patient lying right next to the window often encouraged him, one day we shall all get well so that we can all go out and see them.
结果有一天晚上这个靠在窗边的病人突然一下子进入一个危急状况。
And one night, all of a sudden, this one lying right next to the window got into a very critical condition.
他在那里挣扎，想要找那个 emergency button 啊，他都找不到，来不及。
He was trying to struggle to find the emergency button to call the nurse, and he couldn't find it.
住在里面的这个病人看着他。
The other patient looked at him.
他就很想取而代之，让他的床位可以搬到窗边去。
And this patient hoped that maybe. Then this is his chance that he can be moved to right next to the window.
他不需要听第二手的，他自己可以来看。
That he no longer had to listen to the second-hand story. He can just watch what's going on outside of the window himself.
所以他就看着他这个病友在那里挣扎，到最后死掉了。
So he just watched his roommate struggle until he died.
所以他病人退走以后，他就要求医院把他移到床边来。
As the patient got wheeled out of the room, this one sleeping right next to the door requests that his bed be moved right next to the window.
而他被摇到窗边来的时候，他第一件事情，他就很兴奋地把他的床，电动的床也举起来。
As his bed got moved right next to the window, he was very excited. He tried to wheel up his bed so that he could sit up.
他想要看看已经这么久没有看见的阳光、青草外面的人。
He wanted to see the sunshine and the green grass that he hasn't seen for a long time.
没想到他一坐起来的时候，发现原来窗外是一道死墙，什么都看不到。
Unexpectedly, as he sat up himself, there was just a wall right next to the window.
是他的室友为了鼓舞他，为了让他这个在病床上这么痛苦、这么无助，为了鼓励他，他天天编了这么多故事来鼓励他的。
So actually, his roommate, in order to encourage him, made up all these stories.
这个故事听起来很难过啊。
This is a sad story.
可是很多的时候，我们的爱是这样经不起考验的。
But oftentimes our love is like this, cannot withstand testing.
虽然不见得像他这么严重。
Maybe it was not as bad as this.
可是很多的时候，我们这个爱真的是很自私的爱。
But oftentimes our love is rather.
我常常也在爱的里面越来越觉得亏欠，因为真的是人的爱太不完全。
And I feel the same more and more that I'm indebted in love.
那个爱太经不起看，经不起考验。Love
cannot be tested and cannot be shown.
弟兄姊妹，我们都不要先去怪别人怎么样子爱不爱我们。
Let's not blame others too quickly whether they love us or not.
我们应该都先问问自己，到底我的爱是一个怎样的爱。
But ask ourselves, what kind of love?
当我在这里埋怨先生、埋怨太太、埋怨孩子、埋怨父母、埋怨教会、埋怨传道人、埋怨长老、埋怨什么的时候
，When we complain about our husband, our wife, our children, our church, our pastors, our elders, and our brothers and sisters，
到底我们里面我们的爱是什么
？But what kind of love do we have？
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
爱需要经过考验。
Love needs to be tested.
前两天孩子们带了一个这个影集，让一个电影让我们看啊。
The other day our children showed us a movie DVD.
那个电影的名字叫做 A Beautiful Mind.
And then the movie title is A Beautiful Mind.
他讲到这个在 Princeton 普林斯顿大学的一个教授叫做 Dr. John Nash.
A professor at Princeton, John Nash, Dr. John Nash.
他身上患了一个病，就是他会看见幻觉，这个 delusion 哈，他会有很多的幻想。He
has a sickness that he could see delusion.
他是一个绝顶聪明的人，可是他心里面有幻想。He
was a super smart person, but yet he could see illusion.
所以他被那些医生强迫放到精神病院当精神病看，用精神病的药来医治他。
So he was forced to the mental hospital and being treated as a mental patient.
但是他的太太却这样子全心的爱他，帮助他。But
his wife wholeheartedly loved him and helped him.
弟兄姊妹，真的看那个故事，真的是非常感人的一个故事，我鼓励你们看。
It was a very touching story. I encourage you all to watch it.
他得了八项 Academy 的那个提名，大概得了四个奖。He
got eight Academy nominations and probably got four awards.
他太太这样无怨无悔，而且面对这么多的艰辛痛苦，陪着他克服他与生俱来的这个障碍和困难。His
wife walked through alongside with him, and without complaints or requests, in order to fight and overcome this foreign disease.
而他在1994年拿到诺贝尔奖的时候。
And then he received Nobel Prize in 1994.
你不能够想象这个人原来是被在医院里面被人家当精神病犯，被人家绑在那里，被人家打针，整个是一个神经病一样的人。You
cannot imagine this Nobel Prize winner was actually hospitalized as a mental patient.
在那个太太无怨无悔的鼓励帮助底下，他居然能够拿到世界上最高的诺贝尔奖。
with his wife's support and help and encouragement, even won the Nobel Prize.
所以当他拿诺贝尔奖的时候，他整个的演讲，他的眼睛全看着他的太太。
When he was receiving the award, he was only looking at his wife.
He, 没有他太太就没有他。
Without his wife, there would be no.
弟兄姊妹，这种爱
会 not be the same.
宝贵。
It's so precious.
Love never fails.
Love never fails.
弟兄姊妹啊，特别主耶稣给我们的爱，我们真的求神让我们都来珍惜他。
Let's cherish the love from God.
很多时候我们气这个人，我们要改变那个人，发现改变不了。
Sometimes we get mad at someone, we try to change, and we realize that we cannot change.
我们花很多的力量，他都打不开他的心一样。
We tried all kinds of ways, just cannot open his heart.
有一个小小的故事，讲到有一根铁棍子啊，他插到一个这个大门上面的一个铁锁，怎么样子敲都敲不开那个铁锁，锁得太紧了。
There's a story that with this iron stick, somehow the stick just cannot open the lock on the door.
结果一个小小的钥匙来了。
But then a small key came.
轻轻一转，锁开了。
Slightly turned the lock, and the lock opened.
哇，这么粗壮的铁棍子不服气，他说：“为什么我打不开？你这么小却打开它？”
And this iron stick just cannot agree. It says, "How come I'm so strong and big, and then I cannot open the lock, and you this little key can open the lock?"
那个钥匙只安安静静的讲了一句话，他说：“因为我最懂得他的心。”
The key quietly said, "Because I know the heart of this lock."
斯派克弟兄曾经说过，他说：“爱是一把 master key， 万能的钥匙，能够打开所有锁住的心。”
Brother Sparks says, "Love is that master key that can open up all locked up hearts."
孩子不听话吗
？Are your children disobedient?
哦，弟兄姊妹，你的朋友不讲理吗？
Or your friends unreasonable?
在教会同工配搭很难嘛。
Or your co-workers hard to work with?
你越用去撬，你就发现越撬不开了。
You try to use that iron stick to open up
the door.
Love is that master key.
爱永远是万能的锁。
Love is that master key.
它能够打开所有关闭的锁。
It can open up all locked hearts.
万能的钥匙，不是万能的锁。
It can open up all locks.
所以当我们真正在爱的时候，
When we truly love,
爱会让你进入对方的感觉。
You will be able to empathize.
爱会让你了解对方的需要，了解对方的心。
To understand the other person's heart and feelings.
爱本身就会很细微的。
Love is tender by itself.
啊，以前有一个小小的故事，在那个老师在上课的时候。
Once a teacher was teaching in class.
他教的班上是比较特殊学生啊。
This teacher was teaching special needs children.
有一个小女孩那天大概做错什么事情或者没有做好，老师把她叫起来，很生气的骂她。
Maybe a little girl made some kind of mistake, and then the teacher was very angry, rebuked this girl.
那小女孩一下她就尿湿裤子了。
The little girl was frightened, so she peed in her pants.
就在她旁边后面一排一个小男生。
And there's another boy behind her.
他很快就察觉到，他就拿着他的杯子出来，就一下子冲到他身上，洒在他身上去了。
And this boy noticed that, so he quickly held a cup of water and then tried to run to the girl and then poured on her.
大概只有这个小女生跟这个小男生知道什么事情发生。
Probably only this little girl and this little boy knew exactly what happened.
哦，那个老师很生气，就开始骂这个小男生了，因为原来在骂女生的。
So the teacher got mad at the boy, and then she started scolding the boy as well.
后来这个小女孩下课以后，她就谢谢那个小男生。
And after class, this little girl thanked the little boy.
那个小男孩说：“因为我从前有过同样的经验。”
The little boy says, "It's because I have done it before."
他以前被老师骂的时候，他也吓得裤子湿的，所有人都嘲笑他。
When he was scolded by the teacher before, he also got frightened and peed in pants, and everyone laughed at him.
了解这个小女孩的心。
So he understood the heart of this little
girl. 因为姊妹，今天多少时候我们在那里嘲笑别人、批评别人的时候，我们根本不知道人家是在怎样的痛苦里面经过的。
Oftentimes, when we laugh at others and we criticize them, we do not know their hearts. We don't know what kind of pain they're going through.
如果把我们摆在他的地位的话，我们可能活得更可怕。
If we are put in their shoes or in their circumstances, we probably live an even worse life.
爱永不止息，爱永不失败。
Love never ends and love never falls.
最后，爱具有永恒的价值。
And love has eternal value.
保罗告诉我们，如今长存着有信、有望、有爱，其中最大的是爱。
Paul says, now abide faith, hope, love. And these three, the greatest of these is love.
先知讲道的能力有一天都要停。
The ability to prophesy will cease one day.
所有的方言有一天也都要没有。
All tongues will cease one day too.
但是只有信、望、爱永远长存。
But only faith, hope, love remain.
而爱最大。
The greatest is love.
哎呀，所以弟兄姊妹啊，神把阿加佩已经给我们了啊。
God has given us this agape love.
今天我们里面不再是原来的，只是那些 eros 或是人性中美善的那一面啊，filial 而已。
So our love is no longer the fleshly love or the filial love.
这个 agape 在我们里面。
Because agape now lives inside of us.
因为神就是这个 agape.
Because God is that agape.
所以我们不光在这里说要彼此相爱，你先享受这个爱，你自然就会爱人。
So when we talk about loving one another, let's enjoy this love first. When we are filled with this love, we naturally will love others.
经历到这个 agape, 你就发现这个 agape 要从你身上出去的。
When we truly experience this agape will outflow from us.
弟兄姊妹，所有的东西有一天都要过去。
All things will stop and will be passed away one day.
但是主却告诉，保罗却告诉我们，这个爱，最重要的这个爱，它是永远长存的。
But yet Paul tells us that this love, the most important love,will remain forever.
将来我们到天上，所有的东西都过去了。
When we go to heaven one day, all things will pass away.
我们对主的爱。
But yet our love for the Lord.
我们彼此的爱。
And our love for one another.
夫妻真实的爱。
And the true love between husband and wife.
父母亲兄弟姐妹中间真正的爱。
The true love between parents and children and among siblings.
跟儿女们中间真正的爱。
And the true love among brothers and sisters.
天地可以废去这个东西，神都替我们保留了。
Heaven and earth will go away, and yet these things will remain.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神把这样子的爱给我们。
May the Lord give us such love.
我结束的时候，我还是讲一个我从前讲过的故事，我只简单讲就好了。
Before I end, I will tell you a story I told you before. I'll briefly summarize.
就是在西雅图那次残障者的奥运赛啊。
That's the Special Olympics happened in Seattle.
他们有50 yard dash 那个赛跑。
They were running 50 yard dash.
枪声一响的时候，八个人一起出发。
They started, all eight of them started.
他们身上有不同的残障问题。
They all have different kinds of handicap problems.
当枪一响的时候，他们都往前去。
The gunshot, they started walking together.
有一个男孩子摔倒了。
One of the kids fell.
他就哭起来了。
And then he started crying.
所有前面七个人，没有人叫他们停，他们全部停下来。
But all seven of them, without being told, they all stopped.
没有人叫他们回来，他们全部都回来。
Without being told, they all turned back and walked back.
然后他们，对不起，我不要照着他，他们就围着他。
And so they surround her.
他们鼓励他。
Encourage her.
扶着他。
And then pick her up.
还有一个有点智障的小女孩去亲她受伤的膝盖，她是这样子 ，Hey, help you.
And then mental retarded girl even kissed.The knee and says, "You will feel better this way."
然后他们把他扶起来了。
And then they lift him up.
他们不再跑了。
So that they no longer walk or run.
八个人手挽着手。
Eight of them holding hands together.
一起向前走。
Walking forward.
全场站起来欢呼流泪感动。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，持久不能停下来。
All the audiences stood up, cheered and touched, weeping.For a long time, they could not stop.
在这些一般人好像不太注意到的孩子们身上。
All these very ordinary, seems like insignificant.
在他们天生里面有一些障碍的孩子们身上。
All these children born with handicaps.
我们还看见神起初造人的时候留在人里面的那个美善的爱。
Since we could still see the beautiful love that God gave man when He first created man.
他虽然不够像阿加佩完全，但是他仍然看见了神当初造人起初的那些美丽啊。
It may not be as perfect as agape, but yet we can see a glimpse. We can see a glimpse of the beautiful love that God created.
而今天多少人健健康康的，却用自己健康的身体彼此伤害，健康的唇舌彼此咒骂。
Yeah, we see many healthy people with their healthy bodies hurt one another.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
连我们在最亲的家人中间，我们都还这样常常伤害。
We even hurt our intimate family members.
连我们在神的身体里面，在教会里面，我们也常常伤害。
Even at church, in God's house, we often hurt one another.
而这些孩子们, 他们中间没有真进,
and yet, among these children, there's no competition. They have the most pure love.
他们对人非常有同情, 对人的需要非常敏锐,
they're very sympathetic and sensitive to other people's needs.
他们可以放下那些人所谓的得失, 那些得奖,
they can forsake their gains or their awards.
但他们不能没有爱。
But they cannot live without love.
弟兄姊妹, 我真的求神, 当我们讲到信从主耶稣, 亲爱, 忠身主的时候,
as we talk about faith unto the Lord and love for all the saints,
什么道理都不懂, 没有关系,
it's okay if we don't understand other doctrines.
求神重建, 恢复我们里面, 拿上头来的爱,
may the Lord restore and rebuild the love that is from above.
从我们最亲的家人开始,
start with our family members.
从中心到远走,
from the center to the peripheral,
到我们的教会,
to our church,
到众教会,
to all churches,
到周围的邻舍,
and to our neighborhood,
到所有有需要的人,
to all who have need.
这个世界上的人 cried out for true love.
This world is crying out for true love.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们都可以把基督的爱给人的,
we can give the love of Christ to others.
希望我们都一起来, 这个真正的爱, 它是一个会分辨是非的爱,
this true love would discern.
这个真正的爱是有具体行动的爱,
with actions.
这个爱不是暂时的, 它不止息, 而且它经得起考验, 不失败的爱啊。
But this love is not temporary, it's eternal, it can withstand testing.
而且这个爱有永存的价值,
it has eternal value.
今天下午, 第二堂课, 我跟这个, 和叔叔请假了, 我说我要去预备晚上的讲道, 所以我说我不在。
During the second workshop, I was excused from the workshop so that I could prepare my message.
结果我去完会的时候, 我听说这个何叔叔趁我不在的时候,
and then after the workshop, I heard that while I was absent from the workshop, our speaker
跟弟兄姊妹又告状又有一些的, 我不晓得怎么讲哈, 劝勉,
Our speaker urged our brothers and sisters.
有何叔叔说他要为我写传记, 我居然跟他说不要。
Because our speaker, Brother Ho, wanted to write a biography for Brother Yu and Brother Yu.
因为何叔叔是很有名的一个笔哈, 很多中国的弟兄姊妹都知道他。
Pastor Ho is a very famous, is a very famous writer.
人家能够被他写他的见证跟传记是求都求不到的。
Many people would ask him, even beg him to write autobiography for them.
结果我居然有眼不识泰山, 还跟他说不要。
I even dare to decline his invitation.
所以他今天跟你们告状, 然后叫你们劝我。
And then, so he asked brothers and sisters to talk to Brother Yu to say okay.
如果你们真正爱我的话, 就帮我劝他。
If you truly love me, please try to suggest.
因为我不是假谦卑, 也不是真谦卑, 跟谦卑一点都没有关系。
It has nothing to do with humility.
谦卑是因为你这个人真的很好, 所以需要谦卑。
If you're truly good, and then you can be humble.
但是因为我真的是 nobody and nothing.
But I'm truly nobody and I'm
nothing. 所以 nothing to do with 谦卑, 好, 跟谦卑没有关系。
So it has nothing to my decline has nothing to do with humility.
而在我里面其实就只有一个很简单的心。
I just have a very simple desire.
我就希望主真的给我们一些清心爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I just hope the Lord will give us some brothers and sisters who love the Lord with a pure heart.
我们可以不完全, 但是我们是真诚相爱。
We can be imperfect, but we will love sincerely.
We are not perfect, but we are sincere.
We're not perfect, but we're sincere.
神把我们摆在一起, 我们用基督的爱彼此相爱。
The Lord has placed us together, so we will love one another with the love of Christ.
专心讨主喜悦, 专心成为别人的祝福, 这就是我们活着的价值和目的。
And we want to please the Lord and bless others wholeheartedly, and that is the value of our life.
就像一个粉丝打电话给一个很有名的这个作家, 说想见他一面。
Or just like a fan, called up a writer and then wanted to meet the writer.
这个作家跟他说, 你就算吃到一个很好的鸡蛋, 你也不见得要知道母鸡是谁。
But the writer says, if you eat a very delicious egg, you don't have to meet the hen.
如果神祝福我们在这里讲台所传的信息能够让人得帮助，就感谢神就好了。
If the Lord bless the messages we're delivering here on the pulpit, just give thanks to the Lord.
哪一只土鸡、羊鸡不用管它。
You don't have to care about which hen the egg comes from.
所以我在中国，我跟弟兄姊妹，特别跟传道人，我说我们传道人都应该在主面前有一个心智啊。
As I share with many brothers and sisters in China, that we preachers.
我们都应该羡慕施洗约翰。
That we will desire to be like John the Baptist.
他是旷野的呼声。
He was a voice in the wilderness.
在那个荒凉、人失迷、充满恐惧的地方。
In the lost and an age full of fright.
突然听见有人呼喊说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
All of a sudden, you hear a voice. Behold the Lamb of God.
声音出来了。
The voice came.
盼望带来了。
And the hope came.
让人的注意力转移了。
They turned people's attention.
人看见羔羊。
And people saw the Lamb.
人就去跟羔羊去了。
And then they followed the Lamb.
声音可以消失了。
The voice may disappear.
声音可以不存在了。
The voice may disappear.
因为他目的达到了。
But the purpose was achieved.
弟兄姊妹，不光是我这样，我也希望我们的教会也是这样。
I hope that not only I do so, but our church.
我们在这个世代能够扮演一个真正旷野的呼声，能够叫人都来转向耶稣。
That we will play a role in this age as the voice in the wilderness.
不管人如何成功，人如何失败，如何痛苦，都说转眼来望耶稣啊。
People, no matter successful, failure, or in pain, they will all turn to Jesus.
一起来爱耶稣。
That we will love Jesus together.
一起来相爱。
And we love one another.
好不好？
Okay?
我们今年的目标，两个简单的目标。
That is our goal of this year.
Praise God and bless people.
And to bless people.
讨神喜悦。
To please God.
叫所有跟我们接触的人都得祝福。
And to bless all whom we come in contact with.
从你自己的家开始。
Starting with your family.
从你夫妻之间、父母亲、孩子之间开始。
From husbands and wives and children.
我们都回家成为家人的祝福。
Go home and bless our family.
来到教会成为弟兄姊妹的祝福。
And come to be the blessing for our church.
进到公司成为同事的祝福。
Go to work and become the blessing of your coworkers.
每天到菜场买菜都要成为别人的祝福。
Even when you go to the market, it will be a blessing for
you. 弟兄姊妹，我们的人生让爱来掌权。
Let love reign in our life.
你们现在年轻人喜欢唱的，让爱在我们中间走动啊。
Like the song we sing in Chinese.That love walk among us.
让主的爱掌权在我们的生命。
That love reign and be in control.
我们一起来唱刚才262首。
Let's sing the song 262.
这个是说我用主的爱，这个 agape， 弟兄姊妹现在知道了哈。
The song says, "I love you with the love of the Lord." That is
真诚的来爱你。
Agape love, I love you with agape love.
因为我知道你里面也有 agape.
Because I can see, I know there's agape in you.
耶稣在你的里面。
Jesus is in you.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing together.
我用。 所以我们不要这样板着不肯演唱，好不好？
So that's not seen with a straight face.
Show 你那个王的荣美给你旁边的人看一看。
Show to your neighbor the glory of your king.
让他忍不住用 agape 来爱你。
So that your neighbor cannot stop loving you with agape love.
不管中文不管英文，当我们在唱的时候。
As we sing, whether in Chinese or English.
请夫妻走在一起，孩子们跟父母亲走在一起。
Walk to your husband and wife, or kids walk to your parents.
如果你的家人没来，你跟弟兄姊妹在一起没关系。
Your family members are not here, be with your brothers and sisters.
让我们手牵着手。
Let's hold hands together.
我们求神赦免我们过去许多的错误。
May the Lord forgive the mistakes that we made in the past.
我们用我们私人旧造的爱在那里相爱，所以常常很辛苦，常常成为彼此的伤害。
As we love each other with the natural love, we often fail and hurt each other.
我们求神圣灵把神的爱浇灌下来。
May the Lord, may the Holy Spirit pour out the love.
更新我们的爱啊。
Refresh, renew our love.
替代我们的爱。
And replace our love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
Agape 是从神来的。
Agape comes from God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们真实用真实的爱来相爱。我们站起来唱好不好？开始走动哈。来。
我用主的爱人人来爱你，我用主的爱人人来爱你，因我见你里面有光的荣美，我用主的爱人人来爱你，我用主
隔断的墙，
remove all the dividing wall.
你是借着十字架，借着你的宝血，为我们化解了一切的冤仇。
Through the cross and through your precious blood, you have removed all the enmity.
让我们在爱里面不光跟你之间没有间隔。
Not only that, there's no division between us and you.
让我们跟我们的家人、亲爱的弟兄姊妹中间没有间隔。
that there are no division or distance between brothers and sisters.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The thief came to kill and to destroy and to steal.
多少的人、多少的家、多少的教会已经被仇敌破坏了。
Many people, families, and church have been destroyed.
主，我们求你在这个弯曲悖谬的世代，保守我们活在你的爱中。
Lord, we pray that you will keep us in love in this perverse generation.
为我们的家，为我们的教会，用你的爱筑起一道墙来。
That you will build up protecting walls for our families and church.
不容许仇敌再来分化我们，再来腐化我们。
So that the enemy will no longer come to divide and to defile.
让在这里的大大小小都是蒙恩、蒙爱、蒙保守的人。
That everyone here, young and old, are being protected and being loved.
主啊，不管在今天晚上以前，在我们里面有多少的伤害或是苦毒，不肯饶恕。
I don't know how much hurt or bitterness or unforgiveness in us before tonight.
今天在你血的底下，在你爱的里面，也为我们化解。Lord,
we pray that you will remove all this under your precious blood.
让我们能够彼此切实相爱。
That we will truly love one another.
让你的家满了爱的见证。
That we will see many testimonies of love in the house of God.
当我们说信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒的时候。
As we say, faith unto the Lord and love of all things.
哦，主啊，你让喜乐就从我们心里面涌流出来。
Joy will outflow from us.
为了有这么可爱的耶稣，有这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹，我们怎能不喜乐呢？
How can we not be joyful as we have precious Jesus?
我们也为着我们自己亲爱的家人向你献上感谢。常常最亲的人也是我们伤得最重的人。今天晚上来医治我们。
And restore us.
用你的爱充满我们。
Fill us with your love.
把我们都浸透在汪洋大海中。
And we will be immersed in your love.
以家人、以众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱何等长阔高深。
Together with all the saints, we will comprehend how long, how wide, how high, and how deep is the love of God.
并且知道这个爱是过于我们所能测度、所能明白的。
This love is past our knowledge and beyond comprehension.
并且让那一切充满的充满我们。
And we will be filled with the fullness of God.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Please protect our footsteps. And bless our meeting tomorrow and on Sunday. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.